Jesus.
Morning, Gary. Idea of going to university. It's not like I'm never going to go, it's just that I've been made senior sales rep, which is a great opportunity for me. There's people now coming in from Swindon, which is a new and exciting sort of venture for me as well. I'm 30, time to grow up, basically. It's that simple. Okay, listen, I suggest we put this down as a lesson, right? You have this off over to me by 3 o'clock today. 3 o'clock today, please. All right, then we'll say no harm done. All right? Okay, see ya.
Goes Keenan. Who's that? Oggy! Oggy, oggy, oggy! Oink, oink, oink! Oggy, oggy, oggy! Oink, oink, oink! Oggy! Oggy! Oggy, oggy, oggy! Oink, oink, oink! Yeah, see you later.
Do you still keep in touch with Oggy?
That was Oggy just then.
Was it? How is he?
He's fine, you don't even know him.
No, I wish I did, he sounds great.
He is, actually.
One thing, Gareth, when you're on the phone, could you keep the pig impersonations down to a minimum?
Yeah, here we go. I've told you before, you can't tell me what to do, I'm team leader.
Well, actually, Gareth, I'm senior sales rep, so yes, I can.
Team leader beats senior sales rep?
No, it doesn't. My job title actually means something, Gareth, yeah? Got a pay rise, I'm on a new scale. Team leader doesn't mean anything, mate.
Excuse me, it means I'm leader of a team.
No, it doesn't. It's a title someone's given you to get you to do something they don't want to do for free, right? It's like making a div kid at school milk monitor. No one respects it.
I think they do.
No, they don't, Gareth.
Yes, they do. Because if people were rude to me, then I used to give them their milk last. So it was warm. Right.
There's a lot of stuff. Found that, remember that? Inside Paper. It's the trade magazine for the paper industry. My ugly mug on the front. Oh no! Embarrassing.
Alright.
Oh. He's put me off what I was doing there, was I?
Oh yeah. Making the phone calls.
Don't.
Give me. Hello? Someone's coming to collect that later,
okay.
So if you could. Lee, I wouldn't get caught behind there today, mate, because there's new people coming in and top brass are milling about, so.
It's
you
should.
Yeah,
I'm going anyway.
Alright.
See ya.
Bye.
Right, mate, yeah. I'm sorry about that, it's just I've got to supervise everything and make sure it's all sort of, you know.
You haven't visited for ages.
Huh? Oh, yeah, well I'm busier now, I'm sort of a bit snowed under, so.
But you're all right then?
Yeah, I'm fine, you?
You just laughed.
Oh, fine.
Okay. I'll come and find it. All right.
Cool.
It's all go.
This is Neil.
Neil Godwin.
Hi.
Neil is Jennifer's replacement. He's sort of overseeing...
David's boss.
Wow, just a tiny... A little bit above me.
I'm
that's only a bit
UK of manager. I was sort of David's equivalent in Swindon and doing the same kind of job as him. Obviously, my branch closed and now my staff are coming here. Well, so I'm essentially David's boss, looking after him.
Looking after is the wrong term to use because we're both very good to meet you, though.
We haven't met before.
Have we?
Yeah, Ipswich conference.
Oh, God.
I was a little bit drunk.
Most of the week, as I remember.
Doesn't sound like me, does it? Anyway, come into my boudoir.
Oh.
No. Is Jennifer with you?
No, she's on her way, apparently.
Oh, part-timer.
Monkey!
That's an example of the laughs we have here.
So, for one. Sure, we're in potentially traumatic times, but they are exciting times, with the merger. And things move fast. Only 2 weeks ago, I was telling them at the party I decided to stay after all, and you saw how relieved they were at that. But we've had a personnel change of 20-25%, you know, people coming and going. Redundancies, some voluntary, some involuntary, which is always hard. I had to let my PA go, last in, first out, which, you know, was really sad. That was upsetting. I'm coping. I rolled with a punch, you know, and it turns out the Dawn can do a lot of it anyway, so...
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of time for this later. I just thought I'd give you some of this one.
Oh, so is that in your way?
No, you
can put something down there, because I'll move that.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Look at that. Stupid. Get UK Manager of the Month, inside paper, and pull a dull face. Typical.
You're quite young, though.
Yeah. Photogenic, sort of natural.
It's 18 months old.
Yeah. I mean to throw that. I've got it out today to throw it away, definitely. So,
let's look at that.
Inside paper. Inside the paper bin now. Recycle that. So, it's a shame, because...
Hello.
Want a
biscuit?
Want a biscuit?
What is it? Stop! Move away from the cookie jar!
Good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Do you know this little thing we're doing lunchtime? Just a welcoming do for the new Swindon lot, just to meet and greet. And I'll be doing a speech, so no heckling.
Right. I've got a joke you can use.
Well, you don't usually do jokes, we're gone.
Alright, it's Christmas dinner. Royal family having a Christmas dinner. Camilla Parker Bowles. Goes, okay, we'll play 20 questions. I'll think of something, you have to ask me a question and guess what it is. So what she's thinking is a black man's cock.
Oh, right? That's Camilla. Not racist, is it?
No. So Prince Philip goes, is it big in the bread bin? She goes, yeah. Prince Charles goes, is it something I can put in my mouth? She goes, yeah. Queen goes, is it a black man's cock?
She's guessed it from those clues.
Straight away.
Oh, God. That's the sort of stuff I write. Well, I mean, you didn't write it, you just told it, but, you know, well done. So do it again.
Stop! Move away from the cookie jar!
Oh, look forward to this.
Big day today. Swindon mob are arriving. I've laid on a little do for them, part of the job. If you're asking me what vibe I'm going to lay down, it's going to be a very much just a chill out, let's get to know each other type of vibe.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you. Everyone,
it means less. Jennifer's coming back just to oversee the transition, checking out the vibe and that. Very much holding Neil's hand, daunting for him. Sure.
You know I don't drink. Huh? Just give it, she gave me some wine and I went, no, I don't drink.
Do you not drink?
So it's a shortage.
He says, do I not drink?
Right, okay.
Just a little bit.
I'm fine, I'm
All right. Take a chair, not literally.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh, ladies first. Oh, here we go. Oh, hold that.
All the stock. Put the chairs out yourself.
It's worth the effort. Right, you're going to say a few words, aren't
you? Just a few, nothing much.
Don't be nervous. Just keep it short and bring me on. Enjoy the show.
Okay.
Some people are intimidated when talking to large numbers of people in an entertaining way. Not me, you know. I've had experience. So at one of the commentary conferences, some of us put on a little review. I was the main thing, and I did impressions of the conference coordinator, Eric Hitchmo. And he talks like this, and he always says one thing. He says, "I don't agree with that in the workplace." Ask them. And I did them as famous people, like the compere would go, "Ladies and gentlemen, Lieutenant Columbo," and I come out in a Mac, and I go, "Yeah, one final thing, my wife loves you, but I don't agree with that in the workplace." That's great. And I did them as Basil Fawlty, "I think I mentioned it once, but I got away with it, and I don't agree with that in the workplace." And they were cracking up, and he loved it, because it was nothing vicious. You know, some comedians would have picked another stuff, you know, been more nasty. Like he's got a little withered hand, like Jeremy Beadle. I didn't mention it. No need.
Okay, hello everyone. For those of you that don't know me, my name's Neil Godwin.
Hello.
For those of you that do know me, keep stum. I'm a man of simple pleasures. I don't need lovely houses, beautiful girls and classy restaurants. So it's a good job I moved to Slough. No, it's great to be in Slough, really it is. I've just spent a year in Beirut. Now, I know David is feeling a bit worried about taking on all these new staff, because as manager, it's going to mean a lot more responsibility. He'll now have to delegate twice as much work. But there will be perks for him. I'm sure he's looking forward to having a whole new group of men underneath him. Anyway, here's the man at the top of the pile, David Brent.
Thanks. Right. You know, he was saying there about me being at the top of the pile of men, right, saying I'm gay. Right, I'm not gay. In fact, I can honestly say I've never come over a little queer. That's some get the real stuff. That was just is putting me off.
Welcome to Slough, to the new people. My name's David Brent, and I've always been in the paper industry. Haven't I? Yeah, my parents owned a paper shop until it blew away.
It was paper. It was better, wasn't it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm not used to public squeaking. I piss pronunciate a lot of my worms.
Do you know, that's the two Ronnies. Do you know that?
That is classic stuff. Turn the phone off. That's part of it. If you're not concentrating, you're not going to enjoy it as much. Focus, okay. Anyway, good to have you all here from Swindon, because I hear they dropped an atomic bomb on Swindon. About 15 quid worth of damage.
Right. Okay,
that's right. Oh, it's a good job Eric Hitchmo isn't here. You know what he'd say? I don't agree with that in the workplace, wouldn't he? Oh, imagine if Eric was a Los Angeles detective. Be a bit weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah, one final thing. My wife loves you, but I don't agree with that in the workplace, wouldn't it?
What's that, Eric? You've given up being a Los Angeles detective and you started running a hotel in Torquay?
Yes! Don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it. I don't agree with that in the workplace. I don't agree with that in the workplace.
Do you not know who Eric Hitchmo is? Who's been to the Coventry conference? Right. So, do you not know Eric Hitchmo?
Well, yeah, but I didn't know he talked like that.
Talks exactly like that. Don't you, Gareth?
I prefer the stuff you do about his little hand.
Don't do stuff about his little hand.
You do, the wanking claw.
Don't. Has everyone heard of Harry Enfield? Has everyone heard of Harry Enfield?
Yes.
Right. Then, okay. Then who's this?
I do not believe you wanted to do that. Only me.
Oh, come on. Try some, and that's... Oh.
Thanks, David.
Huh?
Thanks.
Whatever. Just...
Okay, there's plenty of wine and snacks left through there, so if you want to help yourself to anything else, come through.
Thanks.
So you've got the wheelchair.
Have, yeah.
I've got a mate who's got a wheelchair. Okay. Well, your mate, I don't like him now.
You know, I feel alright.
It's very smart.
Oh, cheers, thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, excuse me, Jeff.
Dawn,
I've just realised you've been off reception for an hour, and I don't know if we're missing calls or what. Could you check? Could you check your messages? Is that alright? Thanks very much, mate. Cheers. No, as long as it's comfy.
Lunchtime gigs, they're the worst, aren't they? I don't think Neil had warmed you up, to be honest. That's why it went over. He's not a professional comedian. So.
He was funny, though.
Yeah, but often an amateur will stitch up a professional. But this is what I should have told you. Right? Royal family, yeah, Christmas Day. I had lunch, sitting down, Camilla goes, let's play a game. Right? Let's play 20 questions. I think of something, and you've got to guess what I'm thinking of. And what she's thinking of is a black man's cock, right? So Charles goes, is it big in the bread bin? She goes, yes. Yeah. Philip goes, can I put it in my mouth? She goes, yes. So the Queen goes, is it a black... Oh, yeah. Sorry, were you telling a joke?
No, that was it. What did the Queen say?
Oh, come on, what was the joke?
It's about the royal family playing 20 questions.
Oh, yeah, it's not the black man's cock one, is it? You might be, but I don't. It's bad, isn't it? No, it's alright. It's funny. Harmless. Well done. Have you all met this little lady? This lady?
Well, it's a shame this had to happen on Neil's first day, but, well, I've just had a complaint from one of the new intake.
What complaint?
I can't believe that you think the way to welcome people is by telling racist jokes.
Wrong. No way. But he'd heard it before, right? He thought it was funny, so I don't know why he's complaining now.
He? It was a woman.
I assumed it was the new guy. Whoever it was is wrong, because it isn't racist.
What is it?
So, what, the joke?
The gist of it.
Won't be funny now, will it?
I don't care. What's the content?
Royal family, sitting at home, Christmas Day, and Camilla goes, oh, let's play a game. I think of something, and you have to guess what I'm thinking of. And what she's actually thinking of is a black man's cock. So, Charles goes, is it bigger than the bread bin? Camilla goes, yep. So, Philip goes, can I put it in my mouth? Camilla goes, yep. So, the Queen goes, oh, is it a black man's cock? And he's heard it before. So that's the sort of... <there's> your...
I can see why someone would find that offensive.
It's not racist, though, is it? I don't say anything bad about black people.
It's about a black man's cock.
Why is that racist? It just happens to be a black man's cock.
You're using the ethnic stereotype that all black men have large penises because you think that makes it funnier.
It's not an insult, though, is it? It's a compliment, if anything.
So what you're saying is that black people ought to be flattered that their only achievement in this world is having oversized genitalia?
I'm saying they shouldn't be ashamed of them.
It's a myth.
I don't know, Jennifer. I could show you a magazine where, literally...
Could you?
Well, I haven't got it with me, but when are you next in?
I could change it. I could just say big cock, not mention the colour.
Well, you could, or you could save those jokes for your free time and not tell them in the workplace.
It was his joke, he told me it.
Yeah, whatever, David, let's leave it there. You've heard my opinion on the matter now. Shall we go back outside?
Yeah. She's right to be careful, because some of them can be a little bit sensitive, you know. Some people can... take things the wrong way. Oh, as an actor said to a bishop. And that's not a gay stereotype, the wrong way. I'm not saying that is the wrong way, I'm saying it's a way. And some women like it the wrong way. don't they? And they're straight. It doesn't matter if you're straight or gay, you know, a lot of people are. They're 1 in 10, apparently. That seems a bit high, doesn't it? But, you know, if you're, you might be gay, I mean, if you are, good luck to you, you know. Just make sure it's legal and be safe, okay?
That's it. See, a lot of people can't keep up with what words are acceptable these days and what words aren't. It's like my dad, for example. He's not as cosmopolitan or as educated as me, and it can be embarrassing. You know, he doesn't understand all the new trendy words. Like, he'll say puffs instead of gays, birds instead of women, darkies instead of coloureds.
Right, Tim.
Yes, thanks, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. I've got a T-shirt with Pop My Pink on it.
Play snooker.
That's fine. No, cool. not that way. So it's Rachel.
Tim.
Gareth.
Gareth.
Keith.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
Hey, Jenny. Oh, so you've met Oliver?
Yes.
Yeah, good lad. We were having a laugh earlier, weren't we?
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you like that joke I told about the royal family?
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, yeah.
David, we've talked about this, and I think I've made myself perfectly clear.
Yeah, interesting.
I'll see you later, David. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. She's chilled out a bit more, shouldn't she? Maybe a bit of the old ganja. Do you know what I mean? Of course you do. Oh, meetings would be different, wouldn't it? Yes, David, I've called this meeting because I want you to go down the 24-hour carriage and get me some hobnobs. like Scooby-Doo, all those Scooby snacks. That's because he's got the munchies, isn't it? Or Scooby-Doo, dooby-dooby-doo.
Ronnie?
I was not advocating the use of drugs. I was talking to someone on their level, because I can communicate with people from all walks of life.
Oh. Snacks.
So, when did you come up?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Was it your mum or your boyfriend or whatever drove you? Or?
No, my brother came up with me.
Okay, right. You got a lot of ties in Swindon, or... You sort of starting again up here?
I'll be going back weekends.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry, so have you got a boyfriend or not?
No, I haven't. I think I left my drink.
Okay,
just gonna...
Yeah, listen. In a bit.
Tim, I know you don't mean to, but you're sort of cramping my style a bit.
What?
I'm kind of planning to get off with her, so...
Kath, what if I liked her?
I saw her first, mate.
And how does that work? So you've won the argument doing that, have you?
Yeah, of course.
Of course, that's won the argument.
They came for their package.
Oh, they came, did they?
Yeah, no problem.
Cool.
I'm so bored.
Are you? Right, okay.
Do you want to wind up Gareth a bit?
Well, no. I don't think we should. He's a bit busy. You know, so.
So
am I, Dawn, actually. So should you be. So.
Few things in.
Dawn, hello. So I've been checking my diary. I've been overlooking something, so have you, actually. There's a 20-minute window I've got here. It says to wind up Gareth with Dawn. So, shall we do that?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we? This way, please, madam.
Oh, no, please, I'm not in the mood. I'm working.
No, just a quick one. Did you see that film last night, Gaylord Say No?
No.
Sorry, can I have a... Can I have a quick word with everyone? I'm mainly talking to the Swindon lot here. Some of you seem to have got off on the wrong foot with me, yeah? I don't think, you know, you didn't like some of the jokes I told earlier. You've got to chill out, yeah? Trust me, this is what I do. Alright? You will never work in a place like this again. This is brilliant, fact, yeah? And you'll never have another boss like me, someone who's basically a chilled out entertainer, yeah? Now, some of you maybe didn't understand the jokes I was making and misinterpreted one and went to Jennifer. Okay. Little bit annoyed that you thought you'd go to Jennifer and not me. Who was it that complained? And it's not a witch hunt, just who was it that... Okay, well, two of you. Good. Right, you. Why did you think you'd go to Jennifer but not me?
Because I don't know you and I didn't like the kind of joke you were telling.
Wow.
And I don't think somebody in your position should be laughing at black people.
It's funny that only two of you thought that out of everyone, but, you know...
I didn't like it either.
Right, proves my point. Swindon, you're new, you don't know me.
I'm not new and I found it quite offensive.
Right, well he didn't.
But
so
what's he got to do with
it? Well, if he doesn't mind us laughing at him, what harm's been done is what...
But why is it that only black people should be offended by racism?
Good point, yeah? First sensible thing you've said all day, yeah? Because I say come one, come all, we're all the same, yeah? Let's...
So is that why you've only got one black guy in the whole organisation?
Wrong, yeah? Indian fella in the warehouse. And there used to be one... Indian fella used to work up here. Lovely chap, he left, didn't like it. Up to him, you know. If I had my way, the place would be full of them. Wouldn't it, Gareth?
Yeah, well, half and half.
Yeah. You are half and half, aren't you?
Mixed race, yes.
Yeah. That is my favourite, yeah? That is what I'm trying to... That's the melting pot, please. So... There's your racist for you. So. He said melting pot.
Oh my God. He didn't actually do the fingers.
Oh God. Oh,
let's just get on.
Yeah,
come on, please, let's love each other. Because what Dana needs is a great big melter.
Please.
Goodbye.